Hello, this is Lenny. Sorry, I can barely hear you there.
Oh, sorry, I think I was on hold or something. How are you doing today?
Yes.
Well, you called us? Do you have, how did you get this number? I'm just curious. We're the missionaries for the Church of Jesus Christ, so we're happy to answer calls. I'm just curious how you got it.
Oh, good. Yes.
Sorry, what is your name?
Yes. Someone did say last week. No, someone did call last week about the same thing. Was that you?
It might have been. Can you tell us your name?
Yes. Sorry. What was your name again?
I'm Elder Brown.
Well, it's funny that you should call, because my third eldest, Larissa, she was talking about this just last week, and you know she is very smart. I'll give her that, because you know she was the first in the family to go to university, and she passed with distinctions. You know, we're all quite proud of her, yes. So, she was saying that I should look into this sort of thing. So what more can you tell me about it?
About church, you mean?
I'm sorry, I couldn't quite catch you there. What was that again?
So we are missionaries for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. So our whole goal is to try and help people strengthen their faith and belief in God and Jesus Christ. So we are missionaries for the Church of Jesus Christ, and so we are out here meeting people, trying to help them strengthen their faith and belief in Christ.
Could you say that again, please?
Sorry, can you not hear me?
Yes.
Okay, you can hear me now?
Sorry, which company did you say you were calling from again?
We're from a church. It's called the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Well, you know, here's the thing, because the last time that someone called up and spoke to me on the phone, I got in quite a bit of trouble from the people here, because I went for something that I shouldn't have. I probably shouldn't be telling you that. But, yes, I think my eldest, Rachel, she wouldn't speak to me for a week. Now, you know, that happens, you know, but that really hurt. And sometimes in family, you know, these things are quite important. You know, they're more important than any, you know, job or phone call or whatever it is.
Yeah, it's really, really interesting. So actually, I believe you called us. Is there something you're interested in?
Well, yeah, since you put it that way, I mean, you've been quite friendly and straightforward with me here. Hello?
Yes, sorry. I wasn't
hello?
Talking
Are
for a
there?
Second. I'm still there, yeah.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Sorry, I have a bit of a problem with this phone and my hearing. It's not so good. Yes.
Oh, that's okay.
What were you saying again?
Well, I was just saying our whole purpose is to meet with people and strengthen their faith and belief in Jesus Christ. Is that something you'd be interested in?
Well, you know, with the world finances the way they are, I know, you know, we're not allowed to spend as much as what we were. I mean, how is this going to work?
So what we do is we meet with people and try to teach them a little bit more about our church and what we believe. We talk to them about God, about Jesus Christ, about faith and things like that, and try to help them understand Christ and God in their lives.
Well, that does sound good. I mean, you have been very patient with an old man here. It's something that I've been told that I should be looking at. My third eldest, Larissa, I think I mentioned Larissa before. Yes.
You did, yeah.
She said that I should be going for something like this. You know, what is most appropriate for the time, and I guess whatnot. Sorry, could you just hang on for 1 second here? Hang on.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Sorry, what were you saying? Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie and hurt you. We've known each other for so long. Your heart's been aching, but you're too shy to say it.
Are you still there? Are you still there?